Welcome to the Ember Wing Collective podcast. My name is Kimberly Beer.
And I'm Vicky Jorica.
Hey, Vicky, how are you doing this lovely Friday afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, we're recording on a really pretty day. It's gorgeous outside here. I'm sure it is where you are, too. We don't live that far from each other, probably about 45 minutes from each other. So I think we're in the same weather microcosm.
For the most part, I think so, yes.
For the most part. It will occasionally rain here when it's not raining there, or rain there when it's not raining here. But yes, by and large, we are under the same beautiful sunshine. And it does look really pretty out today. Yay! It was pretty when I went out to feed the ponies anyway. That was nice.
Yeah.
So we're here today to talk about something that both of us have experienced, and that is cord cutting. And you out there who are listening to this may have heard of this notion of cutting a cord with a person or a place or a thing or some expectation. There's a lot that goes around cord cutting. Let's start out, Vicky, by just defining from our perspectives what a cord cutting is. So how would you define what a cord cutting is?
I think in its simplest term, it's just energetically severing the tie between you and whatever else it is that's causing you
pain. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Generally a person. I will tell you, most of the cord cuttings that I've witnessed or been a part of have to do with a person, although I have prescribed cord cuttings for ideologies and beliefs, which are also part of that as well. So yeah, I think there's times that when you've got to let go of something energetically that's kind of been tied around you or attached to you, that's what it feels like. It feels like that attachment. There's a lot of reasons why you might want to do this. For me personally, I'll tell you two stories about cord cuttings that I've done. One that was kind of unofficial, mostly because I didn't know that's what I was doing at the time. And we could easily have called that setting a boundary as well, which sometimes is what cord cutting feels like, is like, I'm going to put this wall up here because I'm done. This is not coming into my space any longer. And another time with another individual had kind of a hold over me. And I realized that, took me decades to realize it, and I needed it to be gone. And that was more of an official, which came along with a ceremony and witnesses and all kinds of things. So cord cutting can run the gambit from you just visualizing it and saying, I'm done, to it being a witnessed process and very completing. And I will tell you, in both instances, it was a completion for me. So has your experience been similar to that?
It has, and different, in that mine were both personal experiences, activities that I did myself. Like, mine was not witnessed by anybody. But otherwise, in both cases, with the two stories that we're talking about today, they were with people. And one of them was an old relationship that I needed to let go of. And then the other one was a person that is in my life all the time. I mean, it's not one of those situations where I can hard stop and then never see them again. That's not that kind of situation. And so, yeah, they're very similar.
And that brings up something I know that people probably have a lot of questions on. When you think of cutting a cord, you think of separation and you think of that person, if it's a human being, never being in your life again. And that's not necessarily true with cord cuttings. Sometimes it is that person is still there, but what you're doing is mindfully and purposefully cutting your tie with them energetically. It doesn't mean they cease to exist, and even in your own world. Doesn't mean that you don't talk to them or that you don't interact with them or that you even hate them or feel strongly like you never want to see them, although that can be a part of this as well. But it is a portion of saying, that this is not something that I am going to let that energetic circuit continue to exist. I need to take my part of this and walk away and give you back your part of it and let you walk away. Would you agree with that as being kind of the feeling on the other end of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a beautiful way to explain it, is literally you're taking you and you're just shifting. It's just it's a shift from allowing somebody else to have usually a toxic impact on you or your life, and just saying, yeah, no more.
Exactly.
Cutting. I mean, that's, I guess, the terminology, right? We cut that relationship and you just shift your energy in a different direction.
And again, like I said, take back what is yours. Because anytime you create a circuit with another person, that circuit is charged in two directions. Like, that's the way current works, right? A current can't exist if it doesn't have something to return back to. So when you disconnect the current by cutting the cord, it's like cutting the electricity off to whatever that is. So if you think of yourself as part of that electricity, you're no longer connected to the electricity. The electricity still exists. You still exist. But that is no longer, either you're no longer powering it and it's no longer sucking from you or powering you. So that has a lot to do with what we're talking about today. And I know that there are versions of cord cutting in a variety of ways. There's religious cord cutting. Like, there's a lot of religions that have various ceremonies around cutting a cord. Mm-hmm. And then there's also therapeutic practices that have that same sort of thought process behind cutting a cord. And then there's also spiritual practices that are not necessarily associated within a religion that are around cutting a cord. And then there's also we are both hypnotists. And in that aspect as well, there is the pulling up of the subconscious information and the decision to no longer attach to that. So there's a lot of different ways that you can go about cutting cord. So I think some of the ways that are best to learn about this process is to just simply share stories, because that's how we all learn from each other, right? So I'm going to go first with my unofficial cord cutting, and then Vicky will share a story, and then I'll share a story, and then Vicky will share a story, and then we'll give you some other ideas about how you might go about this on your own. For me, my first cord cutting, which was very unofficial, was with my biological mother. So obviously there was a cord cutting for us at day one when I arrived here on the planet, but the metaphorical implications of that cord still existed and they were not healthy. So we had a pretty toxic relationship. For anyone who, I'm going to give you a very shorthand version. My biological mother had me at about age 30. She did not want children. I was a means to an end for her to get something that she wanted. And what ended up happening in that process is she got what she wanted, and I was adopted by her parents. And there was another person who did not get what they wanted, which would have been my biological father. So I continued to live with my biological mother as my sister for most of my life. Well, actually, for all of my life, past when my grandparents adopted me when I was about 7. And they became my parents, and she became my sister. And this was never hidden from me. Like, I always knew. But she always walked through life like I owed her something. Like, I was part of the payment that she did not get completed. Like, I needed to finish writing the check that she wanted for bringing me here. And that started to become a real problem for me, especially when I got into my 30s and started waking up to, wait a minute. It's not like I thought that was normal ever.
Right.
I mean, it never occurred to me that my family situation was normal. I mean, I was smart enough to realize no one around me had anything similar going on in their lives, right? It's not that I thought it was normal, But that's where it's interesting because it becomes your normal.
Right.
It wasn't normal in context of the world, but it was normal for me. And in this particular instance, she pushed me too far. And I was like, no, I'm done. I am not going to continue to try to write you check after check after check after check. And both metaphorically and in some cases literally, I am not going to drain myself completely dry because you think I owe you something that only you think I owe you. I don't owe you anymore, and I'm done. Uh-huh. And I completely severed the cord with her. And it was a fight. It was a fight. And I guess in some capacity, there was an official ceremony, which was a mediation agreement that we both had to sign. So I guess at the end of the day, I kind of lied about that. There was an official agreement and an official cord cutting. And I think in some instances with cord cutting, even though it may not be as drawn as what it was between my bio mom and I, there is also the agreement on the other side, whether that's an energetic agreement or whether it is a, as in our case, a legal agreement, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I do think there was a release on the other side of that. But I never talked to her again after that. So this is an instance where that severing of that relationship was a permanent one. Mm-hmm. We never spoke again after that point. So that's my unofficial cord cutting. And I will tell you, so the result for me from that was I grew up as a human. Like I came into my own until that point. I was part, so to speak, of her design. And that's when I took back my own power and created my own design. So, yeah. So that's one. What about you? What's one for you?
So a one for me is very literal. I mean, I'm very concrete in kind of my thinking and some of the way that I process things. I need to see it concretely. And for me, it was sitting and writing in my journal about this person and kind of how long I'd been hanging on, just waiting, I guess, for them to notice me in a way. And I don't know, I just got tired of it. You know, there just comes a point where I'm done with this. And so I really wrote out a whole, in my journal, I just free wrote everything that came up, all my feelings and how this relationship or lack thereof, but I wasn't letting go of it, was impacting my life. And in my journal, I literally stapled one end of a piece of yarn and then I held the other end. And I really just kind of walked myself through this process where I'm like, I'm done. I am done. It is no longer serving me to be in this relationship. And I took scissors and I physically cut the yarn. But I left it attached in my journal so I could go back to that visualization and physically see the yarn and go, this relationship is done. It is over.
Yeah, I'm complete.
And I am complete. And it really was freeing, I guess is the word. There was a little bit of time where it was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I have all this free space in my head and I can do things physically that I had been limiting myself, activities that I had said, oh, well, they wouldn't like it if I did that. And just the opportunities that kind of open up from that simple act of cutting a piece of yarn. I mean, obviously, there was more to it because I put a lot of thought into what I was expressing in my journal and why it was so important and why the relationship was toxic. to me.
Yeah.
And why it needed to be severed so that I could move forward in a healthy way. But yeah, so that's my one example of cord cutting, where I literally physically cut that yarn.
Cut the cord. Snapped it. And having a physical representation helps, I think. As we're both Gestaltists, and the experiential nature of Gestalt says that those metaphorical but experiential experiences, nice little kind of completion right. of that. Yeah. probably had a better way to say that, but it's not coming to me in the moment. But it's important. The physical feeling or hearing, feeling the scissors go through the yarn, hearing the snap, seeing it actually sever, it speaks to our subconscious, which is where a lot of these things are still getting held on, either in our conscious minds or in our subconscious. We still are getting, and it's held in our body. So mm-hmm. that physical act helps release it in the cells of the body. It helps release it in the subconscious. It helps us release it in the moment, in the conscious mind. So kind of everybody can get on board.
Right.
What I did with my bio mom was not quite the same thing, but I wasn't ready for that. And that's another thing I want to put out. I was 33 when that happened. And I wasn't a kid.
Right.
But I also had a lot hanging over me where I couldn't see clearly. And I was not nearly as far along in my process as I am today, sitting here 27 years later. Sure. I'm a lot different human being in this moment than I was then. And frankly, all I could do was come at it in, I have simply had enough and I am right. not doing this anymore. And that was how to cut the current off at that time for me. Sure. The second cord cutting I experienced was with a relationship boyfriend that I had in my late teens and early 20s. I was very attached to this man. I absolutely adored him. And I was also in an abusive relationship with him. So he was one of those interesting juxtapositions between somebody who could be completely kind and fascinating and absolutely cutting and cruel at the same time. And I was very young when I was with him in understanding anything about relationships. And what happened was that abusive part ate at me. Like, I am a people pleaser. I will admit it. I want people to be happy. I do not like conflict. And which is probably why I didn't sever my relationship with my biological mother until I was 33. I probably should have done that much sooner in my life. But I didn't. I wanted him to be happy. I got sucked into this notion that I was a failure because our relationship wasn't better. And there was a lot to that. And honestly, he got in inside of me, inside my head, inside everything about me. And even after we physically broke up, he had a major hold over my thoughts. Like, I made decisions about how I showed up in other relationships based on him. And I think mm-hmm. this is a common thread for women who have been in toxic and abusive relationships. I think it's, I see it in people I talk to. I see it in other women. But it wasn't just enough to be away from him. And it wasn't enough that I even recognized I didn't want to get back into that relationship. But I made decisions. I behaved. I let all of that alter how I showed up in the world as that relationship. I mean, it just literally created this ripple effect that lasted for decades in my life. And what happened to bring about this cord cutting, which was witnessed and very official, was the fact that a mutual friend of ours that was between him and I, a mutual friend had contacted me and mentioned that, hey, we should all get together. And I had a panic attack. And I happened to mention this to one of my mentors. I mentioned it and said, hey, I'm like struggling with this. And it happened to be in a situation where this could happen. And what she did for me was ceremoniously cut the cord. And this is one of those things where I say everybody does this a little differently. So when you, if you are the person that is requesting the cord cutting, you need to be careful that you are okay with however who is conducting the cord cutting is doing the conducting of that cord cutting. It sure. needs to be in an alignment with who you are. And right. and in this case, it worked out really, really well. And what was interesting was there was a pretty quick shift, like almost an immediate one, in how I showed up in relationships after that. Like it was nice. Fascinatingly fast. Now, I will qualify that again with saying I did a lot of work. Like, right, I had a lot of awarenesses about who I was. I had done a lot of personal work coming mm-hmm. up to that point. Mm-hmm. So I was coming into this with awareness and openness and also an understanding and a complete belief and confidence in the process and the change. So right. that is an important piece of this. If you do not believe that snapping that cord is going to sever the thing and change it, it's not going to change it.
Correct. I would absolutely 100%.
Yeah. You need to be 100% okay. confident. And I just was at this wonderful training with this amazing woman over this past week or so. And one of the things that she mentioned was confidence comes after faith. It is not the first thing you have. First, you have faith, then you gain confidence. And it's usually the second step in the process. And I'm like, absolutely. I had faith because I had built up evidence that all of the processes worked. And now I was at the point where, okay, well, this one is just another check box that it is going to work. And it did. It loosened it up immediately. And when that, well, interestingly enough, that mutual friend never came back around. But really? had they come back around and even brought my long ago boyfriend with them, I would have not had a problem with it. Because I ran the scenario for me in my head, in my body. And I'm like, it's a totally different feeling. Mm-hmm. I can be present with him, but not in the same way that I was when we were in a relationship, which was the panic sure. attack I had. Because I'm like, I don't want to go back to being that girl. She did not have her shit together. And she definitely let some things happen that should not have happened. And I'm not that person anymore. And mm-hmm. I have a fear of sliding back into her. I also have a fear of going too far the other direction. So it was a very appropriately timed thing. I always believe in divine timing and universal nudges. And chances are, because I've never heard back from our mutual friend, and this has been probably several years ago now, I've never heard back from that friend. I think that was probably a universe nudge going, hey, girlfriend, you need to let this go. Here's a catalyst that will get you to do it.
Sure.
So I'm thankful for that process. And it really did shift everything for me. So I think that's a really interesting way to think about cord cuttings as well. It doesn't have to be some like violent, like I'm never doing the talking to you again, you know, done out of anger. It can be simply done out of I'm complete. I need to have this to complete this loop.
Sure. And with my story, the person's still in my life and I still see them on a regular basis, but the energy in our relationship has totally shifted to the point where I own my responsibility in the relationship, right? From before and from now, the relationship we currently have, I know what is mine and I know what is theirs. And so that separation has allowed it for me and for the cord to stay severed, even though I have contact.
Yeah, it is an important thing to know that relationships don't form one way.
Correct.
Like your relationship is both directions. It's always going to be two ways, which is why when you cut that cord, half of it stays with you, or a portion of it at least stays with you. I don't know. Some people might visualize it differently. In all of the ones that I have either witnessed myself, been a part of, or had, it has always been an equal severing. There's a part of that you take with you because that's a experience. You cannot despite what we all would like to do, you can't not make something happen that happened. Like, you can't go back and erase it. Right. It is what it is. So it's only how you choose forward and the energy you choose to walk forward with. And you don't need that any longer. Right. And cords do recess. They do shrink over time. Look at your own umbilical cord. It's now a belly button. You know, I mean, it's right. It's not, it's that, that's the original cord that you cut. And that is still exists on you. It left an indelible mark for good or bad on you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true of all of the cords that we're talking about. Did you have another story you wanted to share?
Sure. So the next one you were actually involved with, you were a part of it. And it wasn't about so much a person as an entity, if you will. And it was an old business structure that I was clinging to in a way. And it needed to be severed and let go. And I was having a hard time with that. And so having you walk me through the process allowed me to do it myself. I did it, you know, at my house by myself. But again, it was me, my journal, and the pieces that all went together. And yeah, it cleared it very quickly. By the end of the day after I'd gone through the ceremony, because this one, I guess you helped me set it up, and it was very ceremonial.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just me writing in my journal or anything like that. There were more steps involved. But it totally shifted the energy around the old business model. And I think that's important, too. I know we talk about people that we need to cord cut with, but situations, for me, that situation was something that definitely needed to be severed. And having gone through it now is so much more freeing, because I now have the capacity, without being tied to anything, to really head out in my own direction. So it was a very good experience. It was very difficult, and I probably waited way too long to do it. But we talk about divine timing, and it was time.
Yeah, and I think that there's probably a lot of folks out there that are going, yeah, like, how do you know when? And I hate to be completely shadowy about that, but when you know, you know. And if you're considering it, chances are, if this conversation has made you go, gosh, I'm thinking of this situation, do you think I'm ready for it? If it's coming up for you, chances are it's on the horizon.
Absolutely.
You're either really close or you're at that point.
Right.
And I think you feel it when you go into the situation if it's not prepared. Like if it's too tender, things keep happening that will delay it to the point to where you can't actually execute on the official cord cutting until it is actually time for that to happen. So I think if it's coming up for you, chances are it's time you need to think about cutting a cord.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, I can't tell you how other people do it. I'm not even going to share the experience that I had as far as what happened for me, because that's not my method of doing it. But I will happily share the method that I shared with Vicky, that if anybody wants to try it, this is what I recommended or what I would do if it was just me. So you need something that represents you, and you need something that represents what you want to disconnect from. So in the case that I gave Vicky, I gave her candles. And my encouragement to you is to pick small candles, because we don't want this to go on for 100 years. But to pick, there's all kinds of ceremonial candles. You can get them everywhere. You can get them you can get them from Amazon. You can get them from anywhere. You can get them from small occult shops. I mean, there's tons of places that you can get basically ceremonial candles. So choose candles and then create some connection with that candle for yourself and some connection for what you want to get disconnected from. If it's a person, maybe a scent or a symbol or a color or something that can represent and hold that energy that you mindfully imbue onto that candle. And then the same for you. And then pick like a hemp cord, something that is not going to like set ablaze your home. So please be careful. Do this outside. That would be even better. On a day when it's not windy in a state that's not fire prone, let me qualify that. So please follow all of the safety procedures. Make sure you're doing it. I think when I told Vicky to do it, I said, get a plate. Get something that's safe. If the candle tips over, the candle freaking tips over. It's not the end of the world because it happens. And what's interesting is when you set this process up, it occurs in its own time. And that is part of the healing. Like the way the candle burns, how the cord burns itself, how the candles dissipate. And they may not go all of the way out. And that's okay. Whatever it is, it is. And that is what is showing you what is necessary for this. And you will take away the answer. And let me tell you, my friend, whatever you're feeling is right. Whatever your opinion is exactly the right answer. So the way I think I suggested, I don't know, I can't remember. Sometimes I listen to the grandmothers and they give me things and I pass them on to people and then I totally forget what the hell I said. But so you can set the candles up, bind the cord to one candle, bind the cord to the other, light the candles, and then allow them to separate. And they will. They will separate from each other. And sometimes it's interesting to watch who separates from who, because what's interesting to me in witnessing this on occasion is sometimes it's the other candle that says, hey, I was really ready to let go. This is something I was waiting for you to catch up with me on, which is an interesting situation to have happen.
Absolutely.
And then watch how the candles melt. Watch how they go. Maybe sometimes they'll completely separate from each other. Sometimes they'll come together. Just allow all of that to be an experience in this release. And then discard it because it's no longer, it's done. It is
right. Complete.
Right. It is a complete situation. You have closed the loop and you can let that go. And then make sure you look for evidence of the change to build confidence in it versus looking for evidence that it didn't work. That's something I tell all my hypnotherapy clients. I'm like, you can leave this session and you can unravel everything you've done. 100% so easy for you to do. You can choose to untick everything you clicked into place because you will pick it apart. Or you can choose to shift your perspective and look for the evidence that supports that what you did here today created the change that you wanted to create.
Absolutely.
And you will be much happier if you pick that one over trying to pick yourself apart. And the same thing goes here in doing that. And I do think having some words to say is really great. Again, it depends on the situation and what you're letting go. All of the cord cuttings, when I wrote down the things that you can cut cords with, it's literally anything, including ancestral trauma. I mean, you can let go of ancestral trauma. I did an entire very complicated cord cutting before my hysterectomy that had like way moving pieces. And by the way, I did set the smoke alarm off a couple of times in that one. So, but that's how much that needed to leave. That's how much smoke it created. That's how much it was causing problems in my own life. So anyway, all of that aside, all of that, do it safely, but you can let it go. But sometimes words are helpful. And the thing when we were prepping for this episode that came up to me as something that might help someone out there, dear listener, who might say, I want to do this, is the Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian practice of, what would you say, honoring and release?
Honoring and release. Yeah, I really do.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I think that honoring even should horrible relationships. I was going to say something else, but even there, by honoring the relationship, whether it's toxic, you know, a horrific relationship, whether it's ancestral, whatever that connection is, looking for something to say positively about it. What have you learned? Yeah. What are you taking away? Right? Again, you're already simply by doing that, by trying to find that little tiny sliver of silver lining, allows for the shift, the energetic shift, the emotional shift to take place. Yep. And I think that's very important in the entire release or separation or cutting. And it allows you to move forward and see, truly see all the ways that it's been a good thing, right?
Yeah. No experience. There are experiences that are not as good as other experiences, but Absolutely. All experiences have something to offer. All of them Right. have something to offer. It could be painful, but it has something to offer. Ho'oponopono. I want to say, when I Googled this and looked it up, it's a little different because Vicky and I learned this from the same person who is touched by horses, Melissa Pierce. We both experienced it from her, and she does it a little differently. And I actually really like her way of doing it. So I'm going to share that with you as well. But I also want to share what you're going to find on the internet. If you Google Ho'oponopono, which is the spelled H-O apostrophe O-P-O-N-O-P-O-N-O. Which is almost as fun to say as how good you'll feel after this practice.
Sure.
So this exists, this consists, there's the word I was hunting for. This consists of basically four statements, and they're not questions. You don't need a response. You don't need to feel any certain way about it. But whoever or whatever you need to let go of, and you want to release in this cord cutting ceremony, call that up in front of you. And if you're going to do it the traditional way that it's listed on the internet, it is to make these statements as you are thinking of that or visualizing something with it or putting a symbol of recognition for whoever or whatever. If it's your candle on your plate that you're going to light the candles and allow them to sever the cord. Whatever you're doing. So the statements are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. Melissa taught us to do, I'm sorry, I forgive you, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you, I think. I didn't write it. I think I did write it down somewhere, but somewhere. That's close to it. The statement that is added in there is, I forgive you. And you will hear a lot of people, especially on the news, if they've been a survivor of a violent crime, they will talk about forgiveness and or any kind of wronging. They talk about forgiveness. There is a lot of freedom in forgiveness, but there's also the awareness that I have that there is a time for that forgiveness. You're
Absolutely.
Not ready to offer it.
Don't say it.
It is totally okay not to say it. Does that resonate with you too?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to say that you do forgive does not take away
it
the
does not,
impact yeah. of what has happened and the
Doesn't
impact
erase
that
it
has. It does not erase it in any way, shape, or form. Period.
Or the consequences that individual is facing because of it. You
Absolutely.
Don't negate their consequences. It
nope.
does not remove anything of that. It is not freedom for them. It is freedom for you.
Yep.
And it does not excuse anything if that person acted poorly or did something heinous or nefarious. That's
right.
not the point of this. The point is to remove that from you.
Mm-hmm.
To when you cut that cord, that energetic check, you don't write those anymore to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically saying, I am done. This account
yeah.
is closed. I am severing it. That money now belongs to me. And everything I make moving forward is completely mine. So can you tell I've been through a wealth like workshop lately.
Everything's money related.
But okay, well, you know, hey, it is what it is. The wealth workshop practitioner will probably be proud that everything's coming across in money. Apparently, she had a very good impact on me. Yeah, so that's a little bit of a way that you can structure and utilize something that really helps you sort of complete that loop in a very formal way. I am a big believer that words have power, and possibly because I'm an extrovert and everything is words to me, but they have a lot of power for me. If they don't hold power for you, then it's okay to do it your way. I think a part of what I wanted to say at the beginning of this is there's no wrong way to do this as long as you're doing no harm to yourself or anyone else. There just isn't a wrong way to do it.
You do you, boo.
You can do it any way you want.
Right. Yeah, I would definitely agree. And I think to go back a little bit, you talked about timing and you'll know when you know. And I agree with that statement. And I think one of the clues that you're getting close to a process like this, like cutting a cord with something, is it comes up all the time in your, right? And you start processing it because you said it. You did some personal work before you got to the ceremony.
Yeah.
I did personal work not only before I got to the ceremony, but then during the experience with the yarn that I did. I was actively processing that experience and letting it go. And so I think that's important to remember too, as just awareness when we talk about living mindfully, paying attention to those signs that's, and whisperings that say, this is not good. We need to let this go, or it's time to back off or walk away or set a boundary or blah, blah, blah. Those are all clues that a cord cutting ceremony might be in your future. Your very close future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're interested in spending more time with us and folks like us, check out the emberwingcollective.com. Emberwingcollective.com. Don't put the in front of that when you put in the website address. But come on over to emberwingcollective.com, take a look at our community, check it out, come hang out with us. We would love to meet you in person. Thank you for listening today.
Bye-bye.